Lucas Nelson has a name that opens doors. He is the son of the outlaw poet Willie Nelson. But he's put in his own work, too, spending years on tour with Neil Young, doing gigs with the musician who happens to be his father, still making time for his own music, like this from his new album, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real.
I'm sitting in a room, waiting on an answer, and hoping that the Lord sees fit to let me leave.
That Set Me Down on a Cloud from Lucas Nelson's new album. He joins us now from our friends at member station KUT in Austin. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And where's your band's name come from, Promise of the Real?
I met my drummer, who I started the band with. His name's Anthony Logerfo. And we met at a Neil Young concert, and we loved each other's vibe, and we loved Neil so much that we decided to start a band together that night, really. Actually, we went surfing under the pier at midnight with a bunch of his friends. So first thing that happens to me is my first step in the water, I step on a stingray, and it whips around and stings me in the ankle. And I was like, oh my God. But I didn't want to tell them because I didn't want to seem like I was chickening out. So I ended up surfing for like a couple hours with my ankle just throbbing. And then finally it kind of got too much. And I told the guys what had happened. And they were like, oh my God, there's so many stingrays around here. Of course, we would have believed you. And then Anthony brought this pile of weed that was like 2 feet high, it looked like to me at the time. And he's like, here, just listen to Neil and we'll roll this up. And one of the songs, the first songs he put on, he's like, remember this song? And it's called Walk On by Neil Young. And the line is, some get stoned, some get strange, sooner or later it all gets real. So I started the band called Promise of the Real after that song there with Neil.
Wow, what a night. As you say, you grew up in Hawaii.
Yes.
So where'd you get that Texas accent?
Well, I'm born here in Austin, but my dad's had a place in Hawaii since like 78. Yeah. My mom thought that it would be kind of a nice place to really raise me along with Austin, going back and forth, mm-hmm. because here in Austin, Dad's got this kind of, you know, vibe. People think he's just the king, and yeah. She didn't want me growing up thinking I was a prince. Mm-hmm. You know, I really appreciate that.
And you were on the road from the age of 13, I gather.
Dad used to have us, my brother and I both, on stage, even when we were little tykes, playing percussion. And I remember I had a dream when I was like 6 years old, and I was on stage, and I was terrified. I wanted to sing, but I was terrified to sing. And something told me to shrink all of my conscious awareness into my chest. And I started singing from that place. And the crowd went wild. And after that dream, I was never afraid to be on stage and sing. And I didn't realize until way later in life that dream was kind of a vision, and it was like a metaphor to, like, always, if you're ever fearful, just go into your heart and come from that place and whatever you're doing, and that will alleviate the fear.
Well, speaking of your heart, I want to ask you about one of your songs in this album,
mm-hmm.
and it's a heartbreaker. Let's hear a little bit of Forget About Georgia.
And then when she told me her name, I knew I would die slowly. I knew I was destined to live with this pain every night. For each night I stand with my father playing our music. We cry out her name and her memory under the light.
Well, so you met this girl named Georgia.
Yeah, I met this girl named Georgia in San Francisco. And so I fell in love with her, and and we were never really together, but it was just kind of this romantic back and forth for a while. And it was a heartbreak, and I learned a lot, and I grew a lot from that relationship.
But then you go on tour with your father, and what song do you have to sing every night?
Yeah, and I have to sing her name every night because her name's Georgia. And I had to tell myself, I wonder if I just fell in love with her because her name was Georgia. I don't know. It just seemed like just a beautiful girl. Her name's Georgia, and I've been listening to that my whole life. I wonder. But no, she was real special, and so it was really hard to forget about her, and it made it doubly hard because I had to go out and sing that song every night with Dad.
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
And, interestingly enough, full circle, I was singing this song live at a festival, and I hadn't spoken to her in months and years, and I was playing the beginning of it, and all of a sudden, as I'm playing it, like a dream, I see her walking up, and we lock eyes, and she comes and she starts. I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about it, because she just appeared out of nowhere, and I sang the whole song to her just right there on stage, and then I didn't see her afterwards. It was just this vision, and then I ended up reaching out, and we talked and said, hey, you know. But it was quite an event, and that was just a few months ago.
So she knows about the song.
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
I guess she would.
A part of me hopes that she'll never forget about me.
Well, you like being on the road?
I love being on the road. It keeps me present. Because I'm not allowing my brain to get into any sort of pattern or start worrying about things that don't matter. Like if I'm in a new place every day, I kind of have to be alert. And I'm kind of forced to stay in the present moment so that I can take what comes, you know?
It can be hard on relationships though, right?
It can, but it also filters out the fluff. I mean, I grew up learning how to love somebody from afar. I grew up realizing that you don't need to be around somebody physically in order to trust and love them and in order for them to have your back and you have theirs.
Lucas Nelson, his new album, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. This has been great.